This is Ozarks at Large. Fayetteville is one of several hundred U.S. cities collaborating to curb climate change. And among several dozen municipalities trying to preserve scientific climate data scrubbed from the EPA's website. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
After taking office last January, President Donald Trump removed all mention of climate change from the official White House website, replacing it with an America First energy plan. The plan calls for lifting restrictions on oil, natural gas, and coal mining to, quote, make America wealthy again. 4 months later, on Earth Day, EPA's new director, Scott Pruitt, ordered climate change information and data removed from his agency's website. Concerned scientists took to the streets, marching in protest, while a dozen environmentally progressive mayors took to their computers.
Okay, so you got to go to our official site, which is right here.
Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan chose us where the EPA data is now safely stored, seated in front of his computer in his sun-drenched office.
When you get the master plans, there's our energy action plan. And there you go.
Fayetteville's energy action plan, approved by City Council this winter, Jordan says, is a residential mandate. A recent survey shows 78% of residents prioritize renewable energy adoption.
And when we knew that 62%, this was an interesting statistic, of federal residents would like the city to prioritize climate change preparedness.
The city has responded by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, he says.
Emissions that causes the global warming, the melting, and we've got to look at ways. We got to get off the fossil fuels and get onto the renewable.
Fayetteville's Energy Action Plan is based on the Paris Climate Accord, from which the Trump administration has exited. Jordan, along with several hundred U.S. mayors, however, have vowed continued support.
We believe that climate change is real. We felt as though everybody should have all the information. We felt that that was important information, so we took the information from Chicago, and I've got to give them a lot of credit.
Credit to the city of Chicago for saving the purged EPA climate data. Chris Wheat is chief sustainability officer for the city of Chicago in Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office.
Yeah, so Mayor Emanuel recognizes the gravity of climate change and the importance of the work of scientists and federal employees over the last several decades to better refine exactly what is climate change, why is it important, and ultimately what we can do about it.
Just before Trump took office, Wheat says, City of Chicago IT staff began to download EPA's climate change website content.
The mayor felt it was important to not only provide this information on the Chicago website, but to work with cities like Fayetteville and other cities around the country to put this information up on their sites as well.
EPA's now-preserved digital climate information portal is easy to navigate through, he says.
It provides some basic data about how the Earth is warming, how temperatures have been rising, how we're already seeing the impacts of climate change in the United States and in different parts of the world. It also provides information to everyday Americans, to businesses, to children about the different things that they can do to actually begin to counteract and mitigate the impacts of climate change.
14 cities, including San Francisco, Boston, Houston, and Fayetteville, Arkansas, are linked to the database now, hosted by the City of Chicago.
The diversity of cities that have been involved in this project really speaks to how important this data is and how important climate change is to residents around the country. It's not just a big city versus small city or a blue state versus small state issue. It's an issue that should provide concern and opportunity for all of us.
Wheat says Chicago's Department of Innovation and Technology placed the information on GitHub, which is an open source website.
The reaction that we've seen and our ability to work with so many cities around the country really speaks to the importance of science and the importance of data.
Chris Wheat says Chicago has become a model for reducing carbon emissions and promoting sustainability, as indicated by its own data just released.
Showing that Chicago's emissions are down roughly 7% from 2010 to 2015. That's at the same time that we're seeing growth in Chicago's population, in its economy, and the number of jobs.
Chicago plans to source 100% renewable energy by 2025 for all municipal buildings and is retrofitting 170,000 streetlights with LED fixtures. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says it's up to cities now, given the lack of federal will, to carry on with ecological restoration.
There may be changes in the federal government, but this city stays the same. We haven't changed. We're still the same city we've always been. We're going to protect our environment.
And apparently, Fayetteville residents are checking out the conserved EPA climate database. According to webpage analytics provided by the city, in June alone, the climate change page received 257 views. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.